Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Live from Lincoln, America, here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Friday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Early Break, Bill Bush out today. Hope you had a great Thursday. Weekend's coming up. Hope you sip, you're ready for idle chit-chat of 98 degree temperature talk. But you're on the wrong mic. Hang on, why can't I hear you? Try this one. Keep talking. What the heck is going on?
Can you hear?
No? Okay. All right. Well, hang on. We have a problem. The microphone is not working. I don't know what's going on. Try that.
What about
one.
This one?
Yeah, that's what's going on?
Let's just do this one.
That thing is on fully. I don't know why it would not be working.
Yeah, no.
Everything works.
Yeah, idle chit-chat.
Sorry about that.
No, we're off the air. We're off the ground.
We are.
The plane is off
that.
The ground. No, yeah. You're fine. You're fine. Don't worry about it.
Blame the technology.
We're here.
Yep.
We're here and it's Friday.
We are.
I don't mind the heat at all. That the most overrated conversation of the last few days. It didn't even feel hot to me.
It was hot. No, it was hot.
Not that bad. No,
not
that bad.
How long were you outside for?
Oh, I don't know, 6 hours. Didn't bother me at all. It was like I was impervious to it almost.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think it was very humid. Maybe it was, but
there was humidity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was out there. Yeah, it existed.
Yeah, I just didn't feel that hot. I remarked to a few people, is this what everybody's talking about? Not that
bad.
So
this is the problem, huh? This is the issue.
Yeah, not a problem.
Seems like it's a non-factor here. Non-issue.
No, non-factor.
Seems like I'm too tough for the heat.
No, it's not that. I just think I think 104 is an issue. I don't think 95 is an issue.
Well, we've determined, based on how you dress in the studio, you prefer the heat to the cold.
I definitely prefer it. I'm a heat horse, for sure.
Somehow, when it was 78 degrees here over the last 3 weeks, which, by the way, it appears, knock on wood, the AC may be fixed in here. It appears so. It says 68 degrees in the wall.
It's freezing when I walked in here.
You were still at sometimes wearing a jacket in 78 degree heat in here, which means, I guess, you are impervious to the heat then.
I'm a heat horse. Always have been. I run better in the heat.
Horse.
Yeah.
Heat horse. Well, I'm glad that you had no problems with the heat yesterday.
No.
Hope that continues.
No, there was no problems with the heat or anything. Everything went really well. It was a busy day. I prepped this morning, so
you
I'm
did.
Fine.
Okay.
We have things going on in this show today. They're going to be wild.
We have some things.
Wild. Wild.
Yeah.
We have a great discussion coming up about the Big 12 and what it's doing to raise money for itself. So we have a lot to talk about.
We do.
And we have things going on. We'll have visitors in the studio. Missing Tooth Greg.
Ooh, he's coming in studio?
Yeah, he's bringing a treat.
Okay.
Yeah, for Ben. Ben's here, by the way. We should acknowledge
young
Ben.
Young Ben is in the building. Yeah, we will have treats from Missing Tooth Greg. And, you know, Steve Schindler was in the house yesterday. I was not here. Tammy and Steve Schindler were in this station yesterday.
Tamara, Bill's sister.
Right. Yeah, she was here. And Shindaddy was in the building. The real Shindaddy.
You're kidding.
Because they dropped off the Berry Peppers. So we will have their Berry Peppers from Creighton. Uh-huh. And we will have the ones that Missing Tooth Greg is bringing his version
straw
of it,
too. Straw doctor.
So we will have all sorts of treats this morning, apparently, in the show.
Shin Daddy was here with Tamara.
Yeah, Bella was here at the time. She took a picture with them. So we have documentation that they were both in the building.
I'll be dead.
And Bella got a picture with them with the buried peppers.
I will be go to hell.
You will be go to hell.
Ben, we say it all the time.
It's a phrase in this show.
Yeah. Now, hey, what time was that approximately?
I think they came about 11 o'clock, 11:15 maybe, something like that. So late morning. I was on the way to Omaha because, by the way, quick plug for Idle Chit Chat here. Today, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, the ticket, not us, but the 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., we're live at Blur Parties for the CWS. Begins today. College World Series begins today in Omaha. We'll be there from 10 to 6. If you don't have tickets, you go to blurevents.com. You can eat and drink for free all day at this party.
No wonder Katrinka wants tickets. You get those tickets for Katrinka?
I'll get them to her. She didn't tell me what day she wanted yet. So
yeah, Katrinka, if you're listening, what day would you like these tickets?
Please
this is really it. Awkward radio.
It's not awkward at all.
Okay, it's not.
I don't have a ton to give away, but she asked for some, so this is a specific request.
Right, right.
So if you would like to buy tickets, blurevents.com. You can buy them there. A very, very fun time to celebrate the CWS
If you were directing me to Blur Events,
what would you say? Very simple. Okay. So, do you know where Charles Schwab Field is at
yes.
in Omaha? Do you know where the CHI Health Center is at in Omaha?
Yeah.
The old Quest Center.
Yeah, where Creighton
plays. Be directly to, I believe that'd be the west of the CHI Health Center at the Hilton, Omaha. So
yeah,
about two blocks directly south of Charles Schwab Field. A beautiful white tent. It's got TVs galore.
Yeah, that's
great. It's got tables galore for you to sit at or stand at with your drink and your food. And it's shaded in the 90-plus degree heat, which apparently does not bother you at all.
No, not yesterday. I don't know. I think that it was the breeze that was blowing, perhaps. That was a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
I was just struck by how comfortable it felt yesterday.
Well, I'm glad that you were comfortable yesterday.
This is Idle Chit Chat.
It is. Anything else you have for Idle Chit Chat?
Not really.
We got a roll call also, by the way.
No, I don't. I don't. Life was really busy for me yesterday. I didn't have a lot of time to think about Idle Chit Chat. The heat, again, way overrated. Let's see. Way overrated. I mean, incredible. Just incredible. And now I will say this. The toilet. I mean, people think we're crazy, I'm sure. But the toilet paper is still on O Street. People are... I'm going to use the word again, impervious to it.
Mm-hmm. That's twice today we've heard
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, weird.
Impervious.
I don't even know if I'm using it right. I'll have to look it up.
We could be word of the day, possibly.
Hit it.
We have not hit word of the day in almost a year, I think, on this show. This excites me right now.
Yeah, this is exciting.
Idle Chit Chat. Here we go.
He's a man of many words.
Don't be indignant about it. I'm just asking.
Word of the day already?
Indignant.
Well, maybe too many words.
I don't like to portray myself as an expert.
And, well, questionable pronunciation at times.
Graham Mertz.
There's plenty of players like Thor Thormundsson.
Thorbjornsson.
Yeah, that guy.
It's time for Steve Sipple's Word of the Day on Early Break.
It has been a long time since we've had a Word of the Day. Sip, impervious. Hit us with the definition,
yeah,
please.
I think I nailed it. I said that there's toilet paper. And this is not a, you know, this is not a gag. This is true. I mean, the street department, when they're putting down new tar, apparently puts, I mean, they don't apparently, they put toilet paper over it. So I guess when people drive over, it doesn't splash up on their car. I didn't know that that was a technique till this week. And it's possible they've been doing it for years, the street department, and I've been impervious to it. Impervious is the word. Unable to be affected by
it. Wow. Yeah.
He worked. Oh, listen to this. This is the definition given by Oxford. Okay.
Also known as Oxford.
Yes. He worked. Oh, listen to this one. He worked apparently impervious to the heat.
What?
Nailed it. I'm like Greg Louganis.
What?
Do you know Greg Louganis?
Yeah.
He was a
diver. Why are you diving?
I stuck my dive.
Oh, you stuck.
Yeah.
I was curious where you were going with that one.
Why?
Greg Louganis, word of the day, impervious. Yeah. It wasn't,
I am Nadia
Comaneci. It wasn't clicking with me, but now I guess that works.
Yes.
I guess that works.
I am Heather Brink in her prime. I stuck the landing.
You did, yeah. Gymnastics, everything's great. Well done. Well done on Impervious. Our first word of the day in probably a year on these airwaves.
We need to do that more.
I have the open every day for it. I haven't played it in a year. I'm very happy right now at 6:10 a.m. on a Friday morning where we are impervious to the heat outside on this show.
Right. We are impervious to a lot of things, including the criticism of our show.
Yeah, we read the good. We don't even see the bad. Just the compliments. Everybody's so nice out there. They're so wonderful.
It's amazing.
Great people in this world. Great people.
Ben is having fun.
Yes.
He is. He's having fun.
Young Ben was concerned. I got here a little later than usual today.
Oh.
I got a golf weekend coming up.
And you...
Starting late this afternoon. Mm-hmm. So, to Husker Mike in Waterloo, saying, Jake, will you be at the Blur Events Party? I'll be there until about 12:30 today.
And then...
I'm driving to Sioux City. I got a golf weekend begins this afternoon. Saturday playing golf. Come back Sunday. I will be home for the afternoon of Father's Day for those saying I'm a bad father here.
Yeah. No, you're
fine. Am I 2 months in? I will be at home the afternoon on Father's Day. However, yeah, I will be there most of Monday, the afternoon of Tuesday, and all day Wednesday, Husker Mike and anybody else that wants to hang out with me at the Blur Events Party.
So the Accord is fueled up.
That's why I was late. I put gas in this morning on the way to the station. Ben's like, it's 5:40. Where you at, man?
Really?
I said, Ben, it's okay if there's
concern. Did he text you?
No, I did text him. I texted him. I said, hey, before you freak out, I'm on my way.
Okay.
I sent him the weather a little later than usual. Usually I send him the weather about 5:05. I sent him at 5:25 today.
Oh, a little later.
So he thought, well, I knew you were going to be late today.
Oh, yeah.
Guess what? We're on time. And the microphone thing, that was not my fault. That was something glitchy in the system. That was an issue of me being here on
time. We're not mailing this in.
No, we don't mail it in.
I hope people don't seem... I hope it doesn't sound like that to people.
We're not mailing it
in. Did you always park the Accord, the sleek black Accord, right outside the station?
No.
You don't?
I don't, because some days, if I'm not going to be leaving right after the show, I will park it in the garage to avoid a parking ticket, because they like to ticket the street. I told you, we had a bugaboo. About a month or two ago, about the parking situation.
And what time was that?
And that they're targeting my car. And I said, all right, you have won, City of Lincoln. You have won the battle. I've moved my car into the garage. If I'm not leaving the show right afterwards today, I'm leaving to go to Omaha for the CWS right after the show to help young Nick set up the remote broadcast up there. So that's why I parked the sleek, still sleek, by the way, Accord.
Pretty sleek.
Outside. You should look at that up close, by the way, Sip, because it's shameful the door dings that thing has gotten.
What happened?
The garage has been a problem for the Accord. It is dinged to hell at this point.
The parking garage?
No, this is any parking garage. I mean, I don't care if you're in Lincoln, Chicago, Rapid City, random places in the country. A parking garage is a parking garage. People get dinged. This is not just a Lincoln complaint. This is any parking garage. But that car has probably 65 dings on it now.
You're kidding me.
Yeah. I'm not kidding you. It's everywhere.
So it's like the Silverado.
Yeah. Well, I didn't hit anything, though. That was your own doing. I didn't back into a post or anything.
You're just getting dings.
Yes. And on a black car, it shows up.
Oh.
So, too bad.
I guess I didn't.
But it's still sleek from afar.
I don't ever park in parking garages anymore, hardly. I did at the Journal Star for years, and there were issues, for sure. There were issues. Mainly ones that I created, but there were other ones. Oh, my God, I had issues parking at the Journal Star.
I've heard about
those
this.
Those people thought I was nuts. I mean, there was issues with my motorcycle one time.
How do you have problems with the motorcycle? It's the smallest thing to park.
I left the key in it, and it drained it, and it was a harder fix than you would think. So I was working on my motorcycle right out, under the overhang.
Yeah.
So there's always a curiosity. What's Sipple doing? This? He's been doing this for 4 hours.
He's up to no good over there.
No, Sipple's
up to no good over there.
It's not that.
Got some shenanigans going on.
Anyway, that's Idle Chit Chat.
That is.
Sponsored by
Newton's Lawn Care. Please call or text Andrew at 402-440-6297 for all your lawn care needs this summer. It is also time for the roll call on a Friday.
We're doing the roll call.
And you get to decide the fourth thing you
want. Don't do that.
Yep. So okay, you can text us right now at 402-464-5685. Your name, your age, where you're listening from, and
this.
What else do you want today, Sips? Since Bill's not here to give us a fourth thing.
In or out on the hot dog eating contest?
Okay, just type in or out for your fourth thing. In if you want to watch the hot dog contest.
July 4th.
Or out if you're out on the hot dog contest.
It's a little early for that, but that's what sprung to mind.
Happy you said that. Well, there was news this week with Joey Chestnut being banned from the contest.
Banned.
It's won, I think, 15 times, 16 times.
In or out?
Okay, we've got a roll call here. 402-464-5685. John in Des Moines has not responded to that, but he says, I'm looking forward to the show. Locked in right now.
Okay.
He's locked in.
Rick, yeah, we're ready, too.
Rick from Wahoo. We've got Andrew in Golden, Colorado. Corey in Lincoln says, that was not correct usage of impervious. I think you nailed it.
Corey, do we need to address this?
We just read the definition.
Or will you just relent? And
he likes to go against the grain, you know, Corey. Ryan in Delaware says, sorry, I'm late. You're not late, Ryan. You're right on time. Roll call. Ryan in Delaware with this, age 39. Joe in Boulder. Thunder, not Collins on the text line.
Yes.
Mike in Kansas. Husker Mike in Waterloo, of course. He says he's out on the hot dog contest.
Okay.
64 years old for Husker Mike.
Out. I'm out, too.
Matt, age 51, doesn't say if he's... Oh, South Lincoln. Done with his workout. He's out on the hot dog contest. If he's working out, of course he's out on the hot dog contest. He's a
good
fitness
job.
Man.
Good job getting a workout.
How about this one? Crowbar in David City.
Crowbar.
He says, out. This is like me in tennis. Out! Long!
That's right. It is like you in tennis.
Right. I sound like I'm doing tennis right now. Jane, Winter Park, Florida, out on the contest. Buffet sent out. Three outs in that one.
Nobody in so far.
No. Duncan Doug is in Harrison, Idaho, where it's 4:15 a.m. right now, by the
Harrison,
way.
Harrison, Idaho, welcome to the show.
And he says out. Yeah, 4:15 a.m. in
welcome
Harrison.
Welcome to the show.
Stan and Bennett, out. Jock Strap says he's age 33, listening to his from his basement gym in Imperial. With his daughter, he is out on the hot dog contest.
In Imperial, listening with his daughter.
That's right.
We are a family-oriented show. Please keep that in mind, Jay.
I will. LB is 26 in Minden. He is in on the contest.
Okay,
our
wait
first
a second.
In. LB in Minden says he is in.
LB in Minden is in.
He's in on the hot dog contest. That's the first
good.
One so
I'm
far
glad
of like
somebody's
a million
in.
Here. Yeah. So John in Fremont says he's indifferent. That's our first indifferent on the contest.
Yeah, that wasn't one of the choices, but I would characterize myself that way, indifferent about most things.
That sounds about right. Dustin in Lake Alfred, Florida, out. I've never watched it actually. GP and Gretna out. Third Stone, age 51, and Beatrice in on the hot dog contest.
Okay.
Greg in Fishers, Indiana, age 52, out. On the contest.
Ben Greaseboard, in or out?
He says, by the way, no Chestnut, no Greg.
Okay.
He would maybe watch
Ben
Joey
Greaseboard,
Chestnut.
In or out? Greaseboard. Why is he looking at me like I'm nuts?
I think he's half asleep. Ben, are you in or out on the hot dog contest? Just write down
just
the
write
words,
down in or out. Out. Oh, he's out.
I think he's out. Okay. He's in a mood right
he's
now.
He's not obeying my command. Did you notice that?
I saw that.
He's looking at me like I'm nuts.
Aaron in Crete, definitely out on the hot dog contest, age 47. Rosebud in Elmwood, age 40. Morning, fellas. I am out on the dog eating contest.
Morning.
Nick in Lincoln, age 41, out. John in Des Moines, by the way, is way out on the contest.
He's way out. John's way out.
Joe in Boulder says, I'm present and I'm out on the hot dog contest.
Somebody watches this contest.
We had three or four so far say yes. Andrew is listening from the Prairie Club in Valentine. He's golfing.
Wow.
Age 28, 100% in.
Thank you for listening.
On the hot dog contest. Have a great day golfing,
this
Andrew.
Is a great reminder course. That there's people from all over listening to this show.
We're reading them all. Kent in Adams says no on hot dogs. Age 60. Chris in Des Moines, maybe John's friend. Age 27, out. He says savoring the American hot dog is more American than shoveling them down.
Interesting.
Now, that's a good take right there.
Yes.
You have bragged to me before about your hot dog grilling capabilities in the past. You've said, Jake, I grilled a mean hot dog.
No, I mean, I just...
So several 4th of July's ago, you brought one in for me to try, actually. You brought in a leftover hot dog saying you need to try this.
Yeah.
In a plastic bag.
Yeah. I mean, I think I do what a lot of people do, probably all over the world, not just in America. I'll cook two and eat one right off the grill and then have the other one for the plate.
You provided one to me. Yeah. I did try it. It was good.
Yes. A
couple more before we can move on. Casey and Casey is just got back, Sip, from 3 weeks in Europe.
Wow.
He's 33, my age, and out on the hot dog contest.
Welcome home.
Yeah, welcome home. Welcome back to America. Jeremy and Beatrice on the way to Lincoln says he is out on the hot dogs. Hmm. It's a good topic, by the way. Well done on the hot dog contest.
Thank you.
Top of your head.
Thank you.
William in Phoenix. This might is that Bill?
William in Phoenix.
Nope, that's that's different. William in Phoenix says it's 110 degrees in Phoenix today. By the way, age 53.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The humidity is not an issue.
This is a rough one. I feel bad for this guy.
Okay.
We have Mark in Edmonton, who, by the way, just lost 4-1 last night to the Panthers of Florida. They're down 3-0 in the Stanley Cup. I saw some footage before the game. I mean, there's just thousands of people in Edmonton ready, you know, going to the game, doing the rally outside beforehand. They got pummeled. They're
got down
3-0 to a non-hockey state, Florida.
I don't share your view on that at all.
I mean, I think there's five straight finals that have been with Florida teams.
Right.
Still, I don't care. It's not a hockey state, and I'm happy for them. Hopefully that sparks the Dolphins and the Heat to have good years because the Miami franchise in hockey is doing well.
Seems like a hockey state.
It's weird.
What is a hockey state?
That's good at hockey.
Like, Texas has hockey.
And Dallas is pretty good, which is weird.
Right.
I just think Minnesota's a hockey state.
I think you need to reconsider your take, is what I think.
Why would Florida be a hockey?
Now, why would Texas? Why would Arizona? Why would now
Arizona's not a hockey state. They lost their team. By the way, it's going to be the Utah Hockey Club, I saw. At least the temporary name, Utah Hockey
very
Club.
Very creative.
Yeah, very creative.
Why would North Carolina be a hockey state?
It's not. It's not a hockey state.
There's no hockey team.
No. Charlotte does not have a...
This is backfiring.
Well, actually, I'm wrong.
Thank you.
The Hurricanes.
Yeah, the Hurricanes. Thank
you. But it's not a hockey state.
Why? Because it's warm?
I think of cold weather.
Yeah, that's
Boston,
flawed.
But Massachusetts, hockey state.
Flawed. What?
Minnesota, hockey state. These places by Canada are hockey states.
It doesn't have to be a cold... It doesn't have to be a certain temperature.
It should be. Yeah, that's how it works. You're skating on the pond. You don't skate in the pond in Florida. You get eaten by a gator in the pond in Florida.
The games aren't played outdoors.
A few more. People are
Columbus,
really,
Ohio.
I'll tell you what. The roll call is really
it's rolling.
Okay, a couple more. Jason in Ankeny, always out, age 51. No hot dog contest. Mike in Lindsberg, Kansas, out, age 41. El Guapo in KC, age 34, out on the hot dog contest.
El Guapo?
Chris in Holdridge, yes, Chris Nelson from Score One Smoking and First Rate Egg. Out. He says Swedish Days in Holdridge has ribs, though, as Bill told us tonight.
Okay.
And Lemon Fresh Day is a band, by the way.
It's not Lemon Fresh Days.
Lemon Fresh Day is the band.
Where are you, Bill?
And what is wrong with you? Where are you and what is wrong with you? He thought it was Lemon Fresh Dave.
That's like, hey,
and
I'm
we saying, didn't exactly push back.
We didn't, but I had listeners saying, I think that's
yeah.
a band.
Yeah.
Just making sure. Okay, I promise I would not leave out the YouTubers.
Dave.
So YouTubers
please.
Real quick, and then
please.
We'll move on to Big 12.
Yeah.
Or maybe the, I don't know, the Michelin 12, what it's going to be.
Yeah, what the hell?
Josh in O'Neill says, out, this is from YouTube, out on hot dogs. Paul, age 63 in Houston, out. Evan in David City, out. Bolt is no-go on the hot dog contest, age 57. Trent in Lincoln, out. Steven in Hondo, Texas,
Hondo.
Out, age 61.
Hondo, Texas.
Greg is out. Yes, Steven, I am checking on the YouTubes right now. You're welcome. Jeff in North Carolina, out. By the way, Jeff is North Carolina hockey state. Sip wants to know. Greg in Lincoln, age 66, out. There we go. That's the roll call. Sponsored by our good friends at Madsen's Bowling and Billiards, just south of 48th and Holdridge. Go today. It's going to be hot. Not enough for Sip. If you can handle the heat like Sip, I guess do what you want.
No.
But if heat is too much, stop by and bowl inside. It's great.
Yeah, that's a good
thing.
It's
nice and air conditioned. They've got billiards. Yeah. Also, you can play pool, darts, karaoke.
It's a great
Sarah's
place.
Sarah's got it going on in there with all the fun.
Think about how fun that would be about 4 o'clock today. You take a little early shot out of work and go into the cool.
Have some wings. A couple brewskis.
Yeah, and there's friendliness there. It's fun. But let's not overstate the heat, because it's not that bad. All right? Come on.
It's not cold. Let's go with that.
Yeah. Okay.
464-5685. Call or text, as always. Saw this yesterday. There's a couple different stories
that
popped up from the Big 12 conference yesterday. By the way, young Ben, way up Greg inside. He's locked out.
Start with the naming rights one, please.
So this is from CBS Sports. A couple different things. The naming rights. Apparently, the Big 12, per Dennis Dodd, CBS Sports, is considering selling the naming rights to the conference, SIP, to generate millions of dollars into the conference. This would be the first of its kind in college sports, which, by the way, hearing this, Conference USA also would like to enter the fold about how can we name our conference.
Really?
Because nothing is sacred anymore in sports. We all know that college football is no longer the pageantry that it was. Traditions are dead. Rivalries are gone.
It's all about
the almighty dollar.
Hold on.
Why not name the Big 12 the Michelin 12 or something like that?
I think that's the consideration.
The Michelob 12.
They're not going to do
it. The Busch Light 12.
No, they won't name it a beer. They will not do that. But you're right. That's what's going on. This, according to Yahoo Sports and a Ross Dellinger, our friend, the latest conversations within the conference have centered on retaining. It's funny. Now, I will say this. When you read this paragraph, it's almost like you've entered an alternate universe.
I felt that way when I did.
Or I'm reading a parody. This is real. This is what we're dealing with. The latest conversations within the conference, the Big 12, have centered on retaining 12 in the Big 12 name and removing Big.
Yep.
The corporate sponsored name would replace Big. So you got it. Now, the one that Ross Dellinger throws out. Here's what he says. No major conference in recent college sports history has sold the exclusive rights to its name.
Ever.
Surprise, surprise. Several corporations are expected to be involved in the process for the naming rights. Most notably Allstate, the insurance company.
Well, they do a lot of advertising. You're in good hands.
So, right.
The Allstate 12.
That's what it is. This is according to Ross Dellinger. A possible new name of the league has emerged as Allstate 12, sources tell Yahoo Sports. It is. It's like it's happening.
I want to go back.
It's happening.
I want to go back to the conversation we had yesterday afternoon, because you had not read this article yet. I said, hey, Sip, we're talking on the first segment about this Big 12 thing. He said, what about it? Oh, naming rights. Oh, so the something Big 12. No. No more Big.
Right.
The something 12. Oh, that's dumb.
No, it's incredible. But
it's odd.
It is. Now, I want to go back to something you said.
Okay.
The pageantry and rivalries are gone. They're not. They're not
gone. A lot of them are gone.
But it's not gone. It's not. And this is, can't you just look at this as an adjustment? This is an adjustment. Now, I know you're going to be taken aback by this. But my posture. we don't need to freak out about this. I don't think we do. We knew stuff like this was coming. There's going to be more. I mean, just this week, logos on the field.
Yep, that's right.
We're going to get into this private equity firms yep. that will inject, I mean, maybe $1 billion into the conference. And now we're talking about
now the All-State 12.
It's funny, kind of. It's kind of humorous, right? It is. It's kind of humorous.
Funny, haha, funny, weird, as Bill would
both.
Say.
Both. Kind of both.
I think more weird.
Like, here we are. Here we are. The All-State 12. And you're right, though, and we need to calm down and take a breath. And we also need to, I was reading this story this morning, a lot of what goes through my mind is, what do the Breakers think? Like, what do the fans think? Are they okay? And I will tell you this. The Big 12 and Brett Yormark, the commissioner, they can do this. Okay, they can make it the All-State 12, which it seems like there's a lot of momentum already.
I will not call it that, but it will be technically the All-State 12.
The Big 10 will not do this, is my prediction. They will not jump into this fray.
That's a great question because
they won't.
Well, think about it. The Big 10 is very traditional.
Stodgy.
However, they're stodgy, but they have also added teams across the country. They are seriously coast to coast.
I know, but that's different.
They've gone away from all tradition. They have added. They've kind of changed their mold on this. They've been the new guy in town.
Yeah, they have.
I don't know if they're.
I don't see it. I don't see it.
I could see it.
I don't see it. This is a question for you. Brett Yormark is the Big 12 commissioner. What if Kliakoff, George, would have thought of this? Would this have saved the Pac-12?
Potentially. He wasn't smart enough, though. George, he Kliakoffed it once again. He's still Kliakoffing.
He did. He is.
What do you think he's doing right now?
Kliakoffing something.
It's like twiddling his fingers like, whoa.
No, he's messing something else up. I mean, he's in the midst of
Kliakoffing.
Another cup
in the way down. George, yeah. Kliakoff.
He's in the midst of Kliakoffing something else less pertinent, less important. I mean, he's probably Kliakoffing a Casey somewhere.
Really? A gas station convenience store? You're ruining the gas station, George? What's
anyway,
wrong, man?
No, Brett Yormark, this was his idea. And he's looking for what?
Revenue. Money.
Yeah, revenue streams.
The almighty dollar.
He's looking for revenue streams largely because of revenue sharing that it will be upon college sports in the fall of 2025. You know, that's a year away. You know how fast that goes.
Yes.
I mean, we are on the cusp of this revenue sharing model where schools need a $22 million pot to pay the student athletes. $22 million a year. Is significant. That's a significant part of your athletic program budget. $22 million. There's a lot of schools that don't have that $6 million in their budget.
Okay, I want to address a couple things. Corey brings up a good point. At this point, all right, if we're gonna take out the big from mm-hmm. Big 12, well, there are 16 teams too. Why don't you just completely just make it the All-State 16? Just take away any sort of
what.
Any sort of, you know, past of the Big 12.
Because then there is no past.
That's you took out the Big 12.
There is.
The All-State 12. It's not 12 anymore. Someone says, I could see the Big 10 presented by State Farm. So it's not the State Farm 10. Maybe it's presented by.
Isn't that more palatable?
That's palatable. I'm fine with that.
Because you don't even have to. We don't have to. When we come on the airwaves, we're not going to say, and in Big 12 action, sponsored by State Farm. We're not going to do that.
No.
We don't have to.
But the money's
they
not.
They can do that.
But, right.
They can do that.
We will still call the Big 12 the Big 12, although it might be the All-State 16.
No, now here's the question.
I'm doing
It's different. That's different than what I'm suggesting about just tacking State Farm at the end of Big 10.
But the State Farm would not like that as much because it's not as powerful.
I know.
Like you said, you would not say that. You would say the Big 10.
But all right, let's just get somewhere.
I'm talking about the money.
Let's get somewhere. Do you see a world nearing where we would call it the State Farm 10?
I would never call it that. But
do you see that? It's not going to happen.
What about the All-State 12?
That could happen, it looks like.
Will you ever call it that?
Well, that's the question.
You will call it the Big 12.
I don't No.
It over in All-State 12 news, Kansas State running for the playoffs
right,
here.
Right,
Todd,
right,
can't do that.
Like, what will Lindy's magazine do?
Well, they're gonna call it the All-State 12 if that's the case.
Did you hear the pain?
That was a big sigh.
Did you hear
that?
That was
a painful sigh I just gave you on the air.
What will Athlon, Lindy's, Phil Steele, that's an acid test, right? Will they call it the All-State 12?
We're gonna get to a point where players' jerseys have their own different sponsors on them eventually.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me.
It's like, just in soccer. Yeah, which is, it looks terrible, but whatever. The other news of the Big 12, okay, we mentioned that with the potential name changing, but also yesterday, per Dennis Dodd, CBS Sports, the Big 12 SIP is considering a private equity investment of up to $1 billion for as much as 20% of the conference. This is on the table.
A stake.
Yeah, sorry, this is... on the table per CBS Sports is a possible cash infusion of $800 million to $1 billion from Luxembourg-based CVC Capital Partners in exchange for a 15 to 20% stake in the league, those sources said.
Yeah, why not?
A position of the money would go directly to the 16 conference members, and the partnership would give the conference access to CVC's investment services and clients. Everything has hit the fan right now in college sports.
It has. It's business. This is it. This is what we're in. And again, my posture is not going to be one of... It's just business, and this is what... I guess this is what everybody wanted. Easy now. I do that too. Don't say everybody. Not everybody wanted this, but it doesn't have to be... It doesn't have to be a killer. When the games start, we'll have fun. We won't be thinking about CVC Capital Partners, right? We won't be probably be talking about it. Yeah, we might. We might be.
Because the All-State 12 now our Power 3 conference? Is it the Power 2 or is it the Power 3 now?
Right.
The Big 3.
Right.
Is it the All-State 12 and the Big 3?
We're always keeping track. Of
the names.
That, but we're always... So much of these conversations are about the SEC and the Big Ten are so well positioned because they're moneyed. They're moneyed. Mm-hmm. They're so well healed compared to the ACC, the Big 12, and it used to be the Pac-12. The Pac-12's gone. They're so well positioned compared to the other conferences. So can the other conferences catch up? That's what the Big 12's trying to do. Brett Yormark's just trying whatever he can. Whatever he can, including foregoing the name of the conference. I mean, it is really incredible.
I'm saying if he's going to actually change the name, then do the right amount of teams. Make it the All-State 16.
Okay. But
and take away every sort of history of the Big 12.
Right.
Which you've already done in general. I mean,
now,
nothing's safe.
What
are
the breakers saying? What are the breakers saying? Are they okay with this? You gotta be okay.
Someone says the All-State 12 more like the Dirty Dozen. Ha 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 ha.
Mm-hmm. Do they care? Ben, do you care?
Sean says this. Omaha.
Ben doesn't really care.
Sean in Omaha says, I think it's lame, but the Big 12 needs cash to keep up with the Big 10 and SEC. Got to be creative.
Yeah, that's what this is.
Apparently, Conference USA is considering Globe Life to be their name.
Okay, so now.
Like Globe Life Field in Texas, the Ranger Stadium is Globe Life Field.
So it'd be the Globe Life Conference USA?
All right, what is that?
Globe Life Conference USA.
Or is it Globe Life USA?
Globe Life USA, I don't know.
Do you understand?
Yeah, I understand the issues.
I care. Ron says, I care. It sucks.
Yeah. I understand, Ron.
John Des Moines chimes in. He says, reason number 75 why pro sports is better than college sports, sponsored conference names. Just shakes his head. Shameful.
Is it? Okay. This is the sort of conversation I like. Do we attach the word shameful to the Big 12 for simply wanting to survive or not just survive, compete in the same realm with the Big 10 and SEC as opposed to just throwing up its arms? And say, we can't do it. Brett Yormark, as the leader of the Big 12, can't just sit back and say, I don't want to compromise ourselves too much here. We got to make money. We got to catch up. We got to do whatever we can.
This will always be a race for money.
Yeah. Do I regard it with a degree of sadness? Yes. But we've been doing that. We've been singing that song since what? COVID, kind of?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything's kind of just gone awry. At some point, you just got to kind of go with it, I think.
Texture says, no matter if I like it or not, I'm still watching football.
Yeah.
So I guess that's a proper way to look at it. You can laugh at the naming stuff and say, whatever.
Will it affect popularity? Of course I worry about that. First, that would be a concern. It hasn't yet. All these discussions about money, about paying athletes, revenue sharing, NIL, transfer portal. It doesn't, I don't think it's affected popularity to this point. That doesn't mean it won't. It's still very early.
It is early.
Yeah.
So we'll see what all comes with the Big 12, the news of all this money influx coming in potentially.
The All-State 12. So what is the ACC doing?
I have heard nothing. I saw Conference USA, Mountain West, and the Big 12 considering this.
If you're the ACC,
you better get
and
on
you
this.
Read this, it makes you uncomfortable, I would say.
Your top team, Florida State, wants out of the conference. Clemson wants out.
Clemson and Florida State went out. In fact, I had a lunch with my nephew, Bennett Sipple, and he says Florida State fans are obsessed with getting out of the ACC. It's an obsession. They want out in an obsessive way.
Well, they might get their wish sometime soon.
Yeah, they might be in the Big Ten.
When we come back, I want to make fun of the Atlanta Falcons. You'll understand why next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.